there's quite a lot of research being done these days into the medical benefits of music. And we have discussed this. I think this is just such a beautiful area of research. This is how music can reawaken to some extent people suffering from dementia. How a familiar tune can calm someone with Alzheimer's, and how playing the piano can rehabilitate stroke patients. But the benefits are much wider, and research is coming out of the University of Western Sydney suggesting that if you play an instrument in old age, it is going to give your brain a real workout. Not just playing an instrument, but learning an instrument. And I would love to know among you, how many of you started playing the piano at 65? Who took up the tuba in your 85th year? Any of you violinists at 68? We know that people have a lifetime of playing music, but did any of you start playing music late in life? What did you play, and what have the benefits been? I said I'd play something nice. What you just heard then, that was a piano being played by Cora Hollinger. She was 105 years old when that was recorded, and she learned to play the piano late in life. That's what I'm asking you this morning. Did you take music up late in life? Have you? And what has the experience been like for you? Dr. Jennifer McRitchie is a researcher in music perception and cognition at the University of Western Sydney. Jenny, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Jeff.
You make me feel happy already, because I'm 53, still haven't learned to play the piano, and hope that at some point in the future, maybe it's worth me trying. Is it worth me trying?
Oh, there's definitely still time for that. So I think the important thing to know is the brain is plastic, and it never stops being plastic. So throughout life, we can still learn to learn new things. And so that's why it's never too late to pick up a musical instrument.
What has your research told you about the benefits of doing so? And do we find that we know that when you introduce a four-year-old to these things, those brains of theirs are just sponges and absorb very quickly. Is it any more difficult as we get older?
So I think really it's a question of motivation as well.
Yes.
So how much you want to learn, and how much you're dedicated to practicing. And this is why playing a musical instrument is actually a good environment for rehabilitating when you want to retrain function in your hand. So you mentioned about the study with stroke patients there. And basically, being able to play a musical tune and having some enjoyment out of that means that people are going to practice a lot more. So they'll get the benefits a lot better than if you were doing something that you didn't enjoy.
Sure.
There's also something else there about having that auditory feedback. So making a sound when you're pressing a note, and having that there is actually, it's better for patients to be able to regulate their movements.
Okay, I can imagine banging away at a piano as I get older is going to be good for me physically. Probably keeps my motor skills a bit sharper.
Yeah, so if you can think about playing a piano, it actually involves quite a number of skills. So you may or may not have a piece of music in front of you, so you have to scan that with your eyes and take those messages in. And then your brain has to convert those messages out to your hands or your breathing if you're playing a wind instrument. And then through your ears, you're getting the sound as feedback, and the brain is doing this constant loop here. And what those fingers are doing as well on the piano, you're having to maybe play one note at once, or you're having to coordinate between fingers or coordinate across your hands. So it's a vast number of things that are going on at once. So the benefit of playing a musical instrument there is that it's just involving such a number of skills that you're kind of giving your brain that massive workout all at the one time.
Dr. Jenny McRitchie is my guest, and we're talking about taking up an instrument later in life and all the benefits that might come with it. 1-300-222-720. Have you finally embarked on something in music? You may have been talking, and I'm going to be a good example of someone who always wanted to play the piano, but really, as I've got older, I've thought, oh, well, it's never going to happen, so whatever. But there are real benefits if you do. I would love to hear from you if you decided to pick up an instrument, try an instrument later in life, and what has the experience been like? Jenny, would some instruments be better for the brain than the other? You know, I'm thinking drums versus recorder versus bagpipes.
They all have a bit of different skills going on there. So obviously the bagpipes, you need to be able to have a good amount of wind in your lungs there.
Yes.
But for instruments like the piano, for example, you don't have to pick up the piano to play it. And that's what sometimes is a good thing for people who are older in life. If they're struggling to pick up objects, then that's probably a good instrument for them.
Would we think
singing is a great one as well.
Singing. Oh, of course. Of course.
The instrument that you already have.
Well, that's true. Would the piano be probably the most popular instrument for people to pick up later in life?
I think it's certainly got a bit of ease of use to it. So, in fact, it was the great Johann Sebastian Bach that said that you just have to play the push the right buttons at the right time. So you don't have to worry about playing a note in tune. Essentially, you need to press down the key. Obviously, there's more to it than that, but that helps a lot with the ease of playing.
Now, Jenny, I wonder if you'll consider another study that might have to be conducted in the future if more and more of us decide to take up a musical instrument. Let's say, what if thousands of older Australians all decided to play the violin or the clarinet badly? There could be an environmental concern, or do you think it doesn't really matter as long as you do it?
I think as long as you're enjoying it, then there's no harm to it at all. The good thing about pianos, you can have headphones attached to them nowadays. So if you're worried about your neighbours, maybe piano's the way to go. Certainly, I know people have trouble finding places to practice the bagpipes because it can intrude on other people's lives. But certainly, I think as long as you're having a good time and you're giving your brain that workout, then any instrument is great.